Welcome to Up to Date. I'm Steve Kraske. The president of the League of Women Voters is in Kansas City today talking about the league's push to improve the voting process in America. One idea, more advanced voting, something missing in Missouri. One other one, online voter registration, that's missing in Missouri too, although Kansas has both. Later on this hour, high school seniors across the metro are under the gun this weekend, which is the final one before the May 1st deadline for picking a college. We'll visit with a college coach and one senior who's close to making his pick but isn't quite there yet. And did I mention that he happens to be my son? Finally today, Brian McTavish swings by with his weekend to-do list. But first up, Elizabeth McNamara. She's the president of the League of Women Voters, and welcome to Kansas City. So good to have you here.
Good to be here. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, the League is really pushing improvements, Elizabeth, to the voting system in this country. President Obama talked about the need to improve the system after his reelection. Just what kind of shape is the system in your view, across the country?
Well, you know, we have, after the 2012 election, seen an unprecedented number of laws being introduced in state legislatures to try and cut back on early voting periods or to impose further restrictions on registration in the form of proof of citizenship or voter ID. And, of course, the League has been opposing these, imposing them successfully in more cases than not across the country now for any number of years. But we'd also like to see, we'd like to see a more proactive, a more positive reform agenda on in legislatures right now, including secure online voter registration, which, of course, the League would like to see be available to those, even those who do not have a state driver's license. We'd also like to see permanent and portable registration within a state. You mentioned that your son is about to go to college. A lot of college students get caught up in the problem of having moved between elections and not realizing that in so many states they need to re-register. So within a state, it would be wonderful if it could be permanent and portable. And, of course, we'd also like to see some standards for early voting periods.
You know, we'll talk about each of those in just a moment. But you just said that there's a push in so many states to restrict voting access. And I'm wondering why. The whole idea is, for so many decades in this country, has been to make it easier. Why the restrictions? What's going on there?
Well, you know, it's impossible for us ever to comment on motives, but we can comment on trends. And we certainly have been seeing around the country an awful lot of legislation that has been introduced to that appears to have the effect of restricting access to voting. We have such a diffuse system. Everything depends on state law. And we're a mobile society. When you go from state to state, you have to completely relearn registration laws. And there's a wide variety, too wide a variety, in the requirements that folks have to, the hoops and the hurdles that folks have to jump through in order to get registered to vote.
Yeah. And I'm wondering how tricky all of this is for the League, because my sense is, watching all this for so many years, is that, you know, because voters face challenges in voting once every 4 years, people sort of vote and then they forget about it after a while if they had a difficult time. And the political push to change something sort of fades away because, oh, that was the last election and the next one is still years away down the road. What about that math? How do you overcome those kinds of obstacles here?
Well, I think the very first thing we need to do is we need to remind people that elections occur a lot more often than every 4 years.
That's right.
I think one of the challenges that we have is that, of course, a presidential election is extremely high profile. We saw last year, literally billions of dollars get poured into raising awareness of a national, of a federal election, especially if the president is involved. But elections occur essentially every year. It's important to engage voters on all levels of government, not just in a presidential election year, but also in, the midterm elections, midterm federal elections for Congress, in local elections. Local government is the closest to the people ever. It's where you can have the most impact, and remembering that those local elections frequently occur either every year or certainly in the years that are not presidential election years is extremely important. And so keeping people engaged, even if there's not a high-profile race, is certainly the first step.
Let's talk about each of the ideas that you mentioned at the outset here, Elizabeth. One of those ideas is secure online voter registration. Again, Kansas has this. Missouri does not. What is that exactly?
Well, obviously, we are, you know, we're in the 21st century. We are trying to engage not just, you know, we're trying to engage all generations of voters more and more and more. Everything that we're doing, our whole lives are moving online. And it certainly is possible to get people registered without requiring them to have to download a piece of paper, print a piece of paper, fill out the piece of paper, and then find a stamp, find a post office, and mail it back to a registrar or to come in person to do that.
So why not do it online?
So why not do it online? Of course, obviously, we want this to be secure. We're not. I don't want to make no mistake. We're talking about voter registration here,
as opposed to voting itself.
As opposed to voting, we're talking about voter registration here. That this seems very simple, very intuitive, and a lot of states are moving towards this. One thing that we want to make sure everybody understands, though, is that this needs to be available to everybody. Not everyone has a driver's license. Not everyone has the necessary requirement to be able to do this. This has to be open to every eligible voter because that our elections need to be free and accessible to all.
We're visiting with Elizabeth McNamara. She's the president of the League of Women Voters. One other idea, the League is pushing permanent and portable statewide voter registration.
You know, again, we're a very mobile society. A lot of people don't realize that even if they move around the corner, they may need to re-register in other states. You mentioned your son earlier in the program. My son was living in Virginia in 2012. He had moved. He was a college student. He'd moved between one election and the other. If it hadn't been for a voter registration table on the University of Virginia campus, he would never and food. he would never.
The most important.
The
ingredient.
Most important thing was the pizza.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have known that he needed to re-register, and a lot of people get caught up in that. And that's one of the principal reasons that we see long lines in some areas when on election day, particularly in a big presidential election.
Would you want people to be able to change their voter registration, even if they move from one state to another, or are you talking about just intrastate, staying inside the same state?
Right now, what we're talking about is permanent and portable within a state.
Can you envision a day when it's portable anywhere in the country?
You know, I certainly hope so. But right now, let's just focus on getting it within a state. You can move within the state, and your registration is permanent. You do not have to continuously re-register.
How about expanding early voting? You just were saying that you're from Georgia, and they were restricting early voting down there. Again, Missouri does not have early voting.
Right.
Kansas is pretty good about it. What do you want to see happen there?
Well, we'd like to see some uniform standards for early voting periods.
Have Congress weigh in here.
Yes, absolutely. Have some standards or not, maybe perhaps not Congress, or have some, if you could administratively, you know, whatever is possible, so that at least as you're moving around the country, folks know what it is that they can count on. One of the things we were seeing before the 2012 election were a lot of efforts and various efforts in states to cut back on early voting. And, of course, there is also a wide variety of ways that folks vote in advance. A lot of different names. It can get very, very confusing for voters. Am I doing in-person absentee? Is it no excuse absentee? Do I have to provide an excuse? Am I actually doing early voting?
And most states have it now, right? I think like 40 states of the 50?
It is extremely popular. 19 million. I don't have figures for the 2012 election.
Yeah.
But in 2012, 19 million Americans took advantage of early voting periods. In my own state, there were about 2 million voters that voted in 2008 early. In 2012, that same number came out and voted, but in a much shorter period of time because the legislature had cut it back. I think that's a message to our lawmakers that voters want this and that this is very, very worthwhile.
So what's the feedback you get from your members in Missouri? Why doesn't Missouri have it?
You know, again, it's difficult to comment on motives and why things happen and don't happen. But certainly there is no real reason not to have early voting. In the long run, I think it actually saves money. It certainly makes voting more convenient for folks that, you know, to have more options to be able to come in on other than the one single day. It's better for employers. It's better for everybody.
Elizabeth McNamara is our guest. She's the president of the League of Women Voters. How about improved polling place management? That's the last of your four
Absolutely.
Ideas that you're pushing. What's that mean?
Well, you know, we see, again, on Election Day, what we see is an awful lot of variety in the number of resources in terms of poll workers, polling place locations, the number of voting devices or machines that are available for voters. And that can have a huge impact on a voter's experience on Election Day. What we would like to see is more uniformity in the distribution of resources, which means more resources for our election officials.
That's perhaps expensive stuff, those voting machines.
Well, you know, but a lot of it is that you know, our election officials who try so hard around the country to make sure that every eligible voter has fair and equal access to the polls are working miracles every 2 and 4 years as their numbers increase, because we're not really analyzing what they need for those big elections. They do a marvelous job. They need our support. They do not need to continue to see legislators trying to change the rules on them, particularly in an election year.
How is the League doing? Tell us about what the membership trend is, and tell us about what the League does exactly, Elizabeth.
You know, the League is the League focuses a great deal on connecting citizens with their government. We are a direct outgrowth of the fight to get women the right to vote 93 years ago, and we realized after once women were enfranchised that there was an awful lot of education to do, and having a place, having an association, having an organization that people could join where they could learn about their communities, they could learn about democracy, and actually participate in democracy through the organization has been a very valuable tool.
You know, despite all your work, the number of women members of Congress are still pretty woeful.
Yeah. Well, you know, we actually work to enfranchise everybody, and we do believe that if our electorate reflected the true diversity of our communities, that we would see changes in who gets elected and what issues we're discussing once they are elected.
Elizabeth McNamara is the president of the League of Women Voters. It's been a pleasure to have you.
Thank you.
Enjoy your time in Kansas City.
Thank you very much.